Mirrors. Where would we be without mirrors in our lives? They're useful for us to get ready in the morning, definitely. And also very useful for us while we're driving, you know, changing lanes, or when we look in our rearview mirror as we back up our vehicle. But mirrors can be very revealing to us, and perhaps not in a soul-welcoming way. Has this ever happened to you? You're feeling pretty good about yourself, and you're just thinking about how wonderful you look. Then you peer into the mirror, and you start noticing a wrinkle or two around the eyes. Or you might say, wow, I must have put on a few pounds. I'm on a diet tomorrow. Well, my friends, today's gospel and our first reading from the first book of Kings act as a mirror for us as well, because they reveal to us how we live out our faith life. Are we practicing the wrong kind of religion or the right kind of religion? In other words, is our faith life a practice of humble, of obedience, of trust? Or is our faith life lived out where we build monuments to ourselves? Let me explain. There's quite a contrast in our gospel today between the life, the faith life of the scribes and the widow, or the widows when we go to the first reading. And is a wrong way of practicing religion. That's negative. So I want to talk about that first so we can get it out of the way, and then we can finish on a positive way, in the right way of living our religion, and see what Jesus desires of us in living out our faith. Now, in the gospel, when Jesus speaks of the scribes wearing their long robes, well, even Matthew in his gospel talks about, adds tassels to these robes. When he talks about the long robes, when he talks about the scribes seeking high places of honor in synagogues or at feasts so that all can see them, when he talks about them puffing out their chests as they receive greetings in the marketplaces, well, my friends, Jesus sees the manner in which they are practicing their faith. And it's an abuse of power and authority, because they're calling attention to themselves rather than calling attention to God. And when he speaks about lengthy prayers, now Jesus has nothing about to say bad about prayer, we know that. But it's the way that they pray. Lengthy prayers out loud for all to see and hear. And these prayers are offered not so much to God, but rather than to draw attention to themselves. You see, there's a false piety in their lives. And all these actions that they do are, well, self-applauding. It's self-adulation. And from the outside, their faith looks like it's full. But when we look in the inside, we see the emptiness of their hearts. It's all taking and no giving. Now, perhaps we've experienced this kind of behavior in others in our lives, whether it's church life or work or school, our neighbors, our friends, whatever it might be. And we see people drawing attention to themselves, walking around with this pompous behavior, and they build monuments to themselves. And when I say building monuments, I mean, they'll tell you what they did and what they're doing, what they will do. And we'll be the first to know, because they will tell us. So consciously or subconsciously, it's really boasting. It kind of turns us off, doesn't it? Now, affirmations and encouragement from others, a little pat in the back once in a while is okay when it's accepted and not looked for. But St. Paul says, I boast of nothing but the gospel. So we've got to be careful with that. I remember a number of years ago attending a meeting, and an employee walked in, and this employee was the last one to walk into the room. And as this employee walked in, he had money in his hand. And he came down and he plopped it down in the middle of the table and said, this is for the organization. So he did this all as a donation so that all could see. It was a basically look at me attitude. Now, my friends, there could have been a nicer way to do this outside the meeting, right? But as Jesus tells us later, I think in the Gospel of Matthew, he already received his reward. My friends, perhaps as we peer into the mirror of these readings today, we are finding out that something's being revealed to us. Perhaps there are times when we too find ourselves there, doing a little bit of monument building on our own. And if so, that's okay. We can undo that if we follow the widow's examples in our readings. Now, we know that widows were very oppressed, lower-class people. They were targets of injustice. They didn't receive inheritance. They had to rely on their male children or on relatives for their support. And yet, of all the people in the New Testament, it is this widow that Jesus presents to us today, because she is a sign of true piety, of selfless giving, of humility, of true faith. Now, there's five words in the gospel today that if we weren't careful, we would have glossed right over them, but they're very important. And it's very important, Mark puts these in his gospel a number of times, and it's this: Jesus calls his disciples to himself. Those five words, calls his disciples to himself. When he says that, he's getting ready to give them an important instruction. And so he's telling them, basically, get out your tablets, get out your pens, get out your highlighters, because here it comes, right? Listen. And Jesus says the same thing to us this morning. He calls us to himself. And he directs our attention to this woman. And what a contrast between her actions and the actions of the scribes. How can our hearts not go out to her, right? Here she is with all the wealth around her at the temple. It's her faith and her trust in God that puts her heart at peace. As Jesus tells us, she holds nothing back. She gives all that she had, even her whole livelihood. Now, she could have kept one of those coins for herself. No one would have noticed. No one would have cared. But to her, it was important. It was her faith, her trust, that God would provide her daily bread, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer. Now, we can say the same thing for the widow in the first book of Kings. Here's a woman, a Gentile, and yet she acknowledges God. She tells Elijah, as the Lord your God lives. You see, she comes to a faith and obedience. She recognizes the power of God's word through Elijah. And so she doesn't argue with him or turn him away, even though she had just a little food and her son were going to starve after that meal. But she's obedient, and she sacrifices, and she's willing to give all that she has, knowing that God will provide, as we hear in our responsorial psalm today, that God will provide for the widow and the fatherless. You know, when we follow the widow's examples, it makes all the difference in the world. Our call to live a humble faith life is not built on status or material possessions or showboating. You see, Jesus' standards are a lot different from that of the world. Jesus doesn't look at the quantity or how much we do or our words about boasting about what we're doing. Jesus looks at the inner motives of the heart. He can, no matter what little we've done, they're big if our inner motives of the heart are in concert with the Lord. I think all of us know some people in our lives who accomplish things. They go about their lives quietly and with humility, and all of a sudden, things are done. How did that happen? See, because to these people, it's important, as long as God knows, that's all that matters. So how do we live our faith life? When we look into the mirror of today's readings, my friends, do they affirm how we're living our life? Is it the right way of religion? Or does today's readings reveal opportunities to grow in virtue? Something we need to ask ourselves. What are the motives of our hearts? Is there a part of our lives, our time, our talent, our treasures, our possessions that we're holding back from the Lord? Are we willing to detach ourselves from the stuff of our lives and offer sacrifice to let go and let God? My friends, these are questions that we have to contemplate, perhaps in prayer today, in light of the readings. And as we look into our hearts and our souls, my friends, let's pray for the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. Let's look for the grace to live our faith life as the Lord wants us to live, with the right way of religion, with true piety, true humility, total selflessness. Let's reach out to others and to God. Let's make that sacrifice, holding nothing back, knowing that when we do, God will provide for us in return. Amen?
Amen.